Broadcasting live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the Internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Hello, and welcome into the Computer America Show. It's the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. It's Monday, the 12th of March, 2012, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, Ben.
Let's get to our guest for tonight. He's been on the show before. The name of the company is Strider Software, and they make a product called TypeStyler, which I think I absolutely love it. Been using it for years. It's a page layout application that was hailed basically as an outstanding application for the Mac platform. And then of course, it disappeared from the scene for about 10 years. And now it's back, and it's here, and it's better than ever. It's OS X compatible, lets you create beautiful pages with very little design skills. And now it's up to TypeStyler 11. That's right. We'll talk about all the newest features of this latest version of TypeStyler that lets you style your fonts into something really spectacular. Now, here with me this hour is David Stillman. David is the founder of Strider Software. David, welcome into Computer America. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Craig and Ben?
Ben is doing fine. And
yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing really good. And So you've gone for 10 years, and then you came out with two versions for 10. How long was 10? TypeStyler 10 was out for how long?
Well, we let TypeStyler 10 out in the fall of 2009.
Okay.
We weren't really quite 10 years.
All right. A little bit
of an exaggeration, but people like to do that. It seemed like it was that long.
Yeah, it did. Every year I would call him, David, where's TypeStyler? It'll be out next year. David, where's TypeStyler?
Coming soon. Almost.
Almost here. It's almost, you know. Fine. So, and then when it came out, nobody called to tell me no. I just happened to – somebody mentioned it to me, and I said, no. TypeStyler's out? Yep, it had been out for, like, you know, several months when I found out about it. But, you know, hey, I'm just a talk show host. What can I tell you? So found out about it. So then it was out for how long before you went from 10 to 11? How long?
So we let TypeStyler 11 out in December of last year, towards the end of the year.
Okay. And TypeStyler 10 was out for how long?
Well, from the end of – pretty much the end of 2009, so all of 2010 and a good part of 2011.
So a year and a half in developing the new product. So basically you've got the developer stuff back in gear. You know, you're back in the groove again, and now everything is up and running. So can we expect to see an update to TypeStyler? You know, a new version. What, every year and a half to 2 years?
It's hard to tell. But yeah, now that we're no longer chasing every iteration of OS X. And that was a big part of it. And also going from the PowerPC to the Intel Macs, of course, threw a wrench in there.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, once we got over those humps, now we can just concentrate on improving the product.
Now, I guess the first question is, will TypeStyler run on Lion? Because, you know, they removed Rosetta, and a lot of apps broke because of that.
Both TypeStyler 10, which we still offer, and TypeStyler 11 both run great on Lion. And, in fact, I'm even running TypeStyler 11 on Mountain Lion.
Aha, the next iteration of Lion.
And so, so far I've not run into any problems, and we're really, really happy about that, because that was not the case for all those other years of all those other cats that we had to.
From OS 9, you know, you had that, and then you had the PowerPC and moving to the Intel platform. So it kind of all hit at once, didn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, you'd think we were just about there, and then a new iteration. And to the users, they're like, well, it's just OS 10. It's not that big a deal. But from a development standpoint, it was always a big deal. So, but now, like I said, we're over that hump, and, you know, we're dealing strictly with OS X, of course, and now only Intel Mac, so we don't even have to deal with the PowerPC anymore.
Right, exactly.
So that helps.
And you as a developer, is it easier to develop for the Intel Mac than it was the PowerPC, or about the same?
Now it is. It wasn't. And, you know, and part of the problem before was we were trying to make sure that we were running on both. Mm. And, you know, those are all things that delayed the product.
Right.
And that, you know, even back in the early days, trying to keep an OS 9 product going while we were still doing the OS 10 product. You know, those are the reasons. I try to use it reason rather than excuse.
Yeah, you know, it's like Apple. You know, sometimes you just have to let go. You can't, you know, I mean, finally they had Classic running into for how long, and finally they said, okay, that's it. No more Classic. You know, we're done. You know, OS 9, if you can't get your stuff, you've had plenty of time to upgrade your system, get the newer versions of these products, you know, and basically that's it. So they did that. And that's not the first time that Apple's done that. I mean, they did it with the floppy disk. They did it with all the different – they've done it with so many things, saying, you know, hey, finally, you have to let go of this legacy stuff and just move on. And that's basically what's happened with Lion. They did it again. They got rid of Rosetta because Rosetta basically allowed older iterations of the software to run on the newer platform, and they finally just said, you know, we're done with it. Get it updated. And here's a perfect example. Intuit makes a product called Quicken. I absolutely love Quicken. 2007 was the last version for the Mac, and I've been running it, and finally with Lion, it broke because OS, it was not designed to work. It was a PowerPC program, was not designed to run on the Intel platform. And finally with Lion, Apple said, that's it. We're getting rid of Rosetta Stone. And guess what wouldn't run anymore? Quicken. So I went, oh, no, because I use Quicken. So finally Intuit made a temporary version. It's called Quicken not Express, but
Essentials or something.
Essential,
like that.
That's it. Thank you. Essentials, which would sort of run, it would run online, but it wouldn't have all the features of it. And then just like 2 days ago, a big announcement from Intuit. They're going to be on the show, I believe, Friday, talking about it. That they finally introduced. It's a $14.95 upgrade to for anyone who has 2007. They've fixed it, so now it will run without Rosetta and will run in Lion and moving forward. So you know, it's amazing to me how we don't like a lot of people just don't like change. You know, we don't want to let go of the old stuff. You know, we just want to hold on to it, but you have to let go of it after a while. You have to move forward.
You have to let go, and for us as a small developer to try to continue to support the old platforms, it's really, you know, Apple takes away the developer tools for doing that, and so you know you have to try to go out of your way. And so what we're doing is our TypeStyle 11 is actually it's only going to run on Snow Leopard and later 10.6 and later, and we'll continue to sell the TypeStyle 10 because every day I run into people that are still, you know, for whatever reason,
using Tiger
Tiger
or Leopard,
or even a PowerPC Mac. So, you know, obviously we don't want to abandon them. We can't do anything with that software anymore. But it's been out for, you know, 2 years now, and it's very solid. So there's no issues there. It's just
sure,
but that's I will still provide technical support for it because, you know, it's my product.
How about older versions? The TypeStyle it ran in version OS 9. You still sell that too?
We sell a couple. Today, I thought somebody was trying to mess with me because I spent about a half hour on the phone trying to tell somebody how to install fonts into OS 9.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
Because they have an old computer, and they still love TypeStyle and they didn't want to move to a new one.
All right, that's a little bit of the history of TypeStyle. We're going to talk a little about the program itself and what it does, and then we'll talk about some of the new features with TypeStyle 11. We're talking to Strider Software. David Stillman is the founder of Strider Software. We'll continue on with them right after these words. You're listening to the Computer America Show. David Stillman is here with us. He's the founder of Strider Software, and we're talking about the history right now of TypeStyle and TypeStyle 10 is still going to be viable, but it will not run on anything after
Lion.
Lion. Well, TypeStyle 10 will run on Snow Leopard and anything Snow Leopard all the way up through the first iteration of OS 10, right?
Well, Type Styler 10 will run on Tiger, so 10.4, 11, yeah. All the way up to Lion.
Okay.
Well, actually, even Type Styler 10 runs on Lion.
But
our new version, Type Styler 11, will be, like I said,
Lion forward.
Yep. Or actually, Snow Leopard forward.
Snow Leopard. Yeah, you're right. Snow Leopard forward.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. So tell us a little bit about, we're talking about the name and everything, but for listeners who might not be familiar with Type Styler and what it actually does, why don't you explain to people what, you know, I realize it's a very visual program and certainly would be love to show it, but let's talk a little bit. What does it actually do?
Well, like you mentioned, Type Styler is a page layout graphic design tool, meaning that we're a single page layout tool and allows you to take initially any typeface, any font that you have on your system, and bend it, stretch it, shape it, and then apply different styles to it. That's where we started out, was originally Type Styler. Well, we've taken that and now made that into really being a full single-page layout, so meaning that you can lay out brochures, posters, ads, business cards, really CDs, CD labels. Other things that people do are doing package design. So it's actually a full page layout tool. It doesn't do multiple pages for something like InDesign or Quark, mm-hmm. but as far as a single page, it's a great tool, and it's very easy. You can combine text objects when what we have called headline text objects, which is the traditional mm-hmm. bending, shaping of Type Styler objects. You can then add body text, which is traditional text, like simple text objects, mm-hmm. and then combine that with photos, and everything you do in there can be styled.
All right. Well, so let me ask you this, because most people who have computers have heard of something called the print shop. It's been around for how many years? Broderbund brought it out, and it's still available. Makiev is the it's a Russian company now that owns it and does it. How is Type Styler different than, let's say, the print shop? Would you say the print shop is more, not as powerful? Or
it's not as powerful. Originally, Type Styler was published by Broderbund.
Okay.
I do remember that now that you mentioned it. And actually, the mechanism, the text bending mechanism, and everything that was in the original print shop was actually all written by my brother Ken. And so that was, so there's some similarities there. But when it comes to actual page layout, most people feel that you can do a much higher end or professional looking graphics in Type Styler. And so although I find it very easy, actually most people find it very easy, it's a similar type page layout where you can have it look high end, where really things from print shop often look like they were done in print shop. I'm not slamming that at all.
But I understand what you said.
That's like a lot of the stenciled out GoDaddy websites. You can tell it was from a stencil and it's really planned and measured, but it's not as organic, or it doesn't look as natural as using something else.
Right, and we're generally, anybody with some graphic design talent can take Type Styler and do just incredibly stunning work mm-hmm. with it,
right.
Because we have a full set of drawing tools in there, so it does a lot of similar drawing functions or illustration, like Illustrator, mm-hmm. but it's not an Illustrator program, and it's not meant to be an Illustrator program. But we do, being a vector program, we do a lot of those type of things. And we actually have, because our bending and shaping is so easy, we have a lot of people who will do their bending and shaping in Type Styler and then actually export from Type Styler as a .ai or Adobe Illustrator, and then continue to use that.
Yeah, because I have to say, you can do some things with fonts and Type Styler that I have not seen anywhere else. I mean, is that an amazing and versatile product. Let me ask you this. One of the things that I liked about Print Shop, and I'm sorry, I hate to say this, it's the only one that I knew of, it would allow me to take whatever I'd had and print. You know, we have these printable CDs with the labels on them, and it would allow me to print to the printable CDs. Could I do that with TypeStyler, or do I have to export it into something
else? You can. We don't print to all CD printers, but we actually print to like the Dymo disc painter, and if you can actually import the like the Nito and the Avery templates,
yeah,
and actually lay those out and print right to those from TypeStyler.
The one that I'm thinking about, because I have it here, is the Epson, the Artisan series. It actually has a little tray. You put the CD in it, and you can and print directly to it. Have you had a chance to look at the?
We have that. We have that printer. We just haven't quite got to the point of doing it. It hasn't been an A item right now. but it is something that we purposely bought that printer to work on that feature.
All right, excellent, because that's really one of the more versatile printers out there that will actually print directly to a CD, and the Artisan's been around for quite some time, and I think they're going to continue to do it. So I'm gratified to hear that. Will I have to wait till TypeStyler 12, or do you think it'll come out with an update for that?
I would predict more of an update.
Yeah, okay, excellent. All right. So basically I can literally take any type or any and literally bend it, move it, make it look 3D, mold it. It's immutable. It allows you to really do anything with it on your screen, and then when you have it just as you want it, what you see is what you get. You can actually print it out more so than any other application that I've seen, and I've seen quite a number of them. So
absolutely. I mean, not only can you print it, but we also export to really about anything you want. When we cut back, let me explain about the different export features that we have.
Excellent. Okay. All right. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, we're going to announce our five big winners in the next hour. And then we've got several different topics we're going to talk about in addition. And then, of course, Computer News. Right now, we're talking about TypeStyler with David Stillman from Strider Software. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
David Stillman, still with us from TypeStyler.
Well, wait. And we think he is. David, are you still there?
Yeah. Okay. Where am I going to go? I've got commercials to listen to.
Okay, so apparently someone did lock the door, so he was not able to escape.
Nope.
So he continues, and so he continues on with us. And we were just about to get into how you can export everything that you do in TypeStyler, because it seems like, you know, TypeStyler, you can do all these different things to it, but it doesn't seem like a, you know, all-contained program where you actually, you know, print out your packaging and graphics design, all that good stuff. You know, you don't do it in the program. You just make everything look good in this program.
Well, yes and no. Because it's still a print program, and one of the things that we do as far as for example, if you do a mock-up, our 3D visualizer will actually let you lay out a package, for example, a box or some kind of container, and you can actually have that die, print that out, and fold it up, and actually make a mock-up. And so, yes, you can actually do that right from TypeStyler. That's pretty neat. And you can also, once you wrap your, for example, let's say you create a salsa label, and you put that on your jar, you can actually make a mock-up of that and view that in the 3D visualizer and actually export that as a QuickTime movie, so you can rotate it and show the whole thing, because the jars, bottles, and everything are using a 3D mesh, so that it's actually very photorealistic. So it's a great tool that way. There's some older computers, some older Macs that don't have the graphics. Their card just doesn't have the guts to run the visualizer, because it's actually very, you know, processor intensive on the card. But for those that do it, it's just a really neat tool. And then also, in addition to, you know, being able to do that, anything that you do in TypeStyler, you can export and use pretty much anywhere. So if you want to use it on a web page, you can export it, say, as a PNG or a GIF, or if you want to take it somewhere else, everything that you can lay it out and export as a Photoshop, because TypeStyler also works in layers. We call them objects, but it's, you know, similar thing. And so if you have, say, 20 layers in TypeStyler or 20 objects, every one of those, when you export as Photoshop, are actually going to make the trip to Photoshop at high resolution with no background, and those layers will then be treated as if you had created them in Photoshop. It's really a great work saver that way. So there's a lot of different ways to export.
Well, let me ask you this, just out of curiosity. You don't call them layers. You call them what, objects?
Objects. All our elements in TypeStyler, we refer to them as objects.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, that was a conscious decision, or was the word layer somehow copyrighted by Adobe? Because I would think that, people understand what layers are, and then why make them relearn something different? If you're allowed to use the word layer, why not use it?
I think it was just because internally we always just called them objects.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a conscious reason to purposely not call them layers, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of different programs that use the term layers.
Yeah. They just looked at that. They didn't call them, thingies.
Thingies.
Well, see, exactly.
Yeah.
And, we might not have gone to that one, but...
Yeah. Well, so you're saying that basically you're referring to the object and objects and layers are interchangeable? You're saying they're the same thing?
I am saying that they're the same thing. So, for example, if you had multiple, let's even call them elements in TypeStyler,
right.
and you export that as a Photoshop document, you end up with all of those different elements just as if you had created them in Photoshop, except you didn't spend all the time that you'd have to have done it in Photoshop.
Yeah.
And because so much of what we do and so many of the styles that we mm-hmm. have and that you can apply, you can just do so much easier in TypeStyler. It's always one of those funny things that, TypeStyler makes it so easy to do things that if somebody can't quite get it or they can't get it right, they go, that TypeStyler. But then if they try to do that same thing in Photoshop, they go, geez, I'm dumb. I better take another course.
I certainly hear that. So in the manual, you could put objects and then parentheses layers, or something like that. Do you mention that anywhere, or you just assume that they're going to figure that out?
Right now it's assumed, because our object palette is not a lot different than the layer palette.
Yeah.
In fact, you can, like I said, you can name them, you can do whatever.
Or when you print the manual up against, you might want to put the word layer next to the word object in parenthesis or something, because if it's certainly interchangeable, it just might make the transition a little easier for people who are doing it. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Adobe is a large company, and they have a lot of people working on their products, Photoshop and what have you. And here you are with something, TypeStyler 11, which is a very sophisticated, very good program. And I mean, really, I mean, it's outstanding the way it works. You don't have to, unlike Photoshop, you don't have to go and take a college course to use TypeStyler. It's almost intuitive. You can go say, hey, I wonder what this button does, and kind of click on it and see what it does. So a lot of it is intuitive. Granted, there are more, you can get into more details with it as you use it, but anybody could, literally could pick it up and just start using it without even cracking a manual. I wonder, and yet I know how long it takes Adobe to develop a product like a Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, and yet here you are basically, one or two guy company, and you come out with something like this. How are you able to do that?
Persistence?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, it's an amazing feat. Yet one, is it just one program, and you're doing both of you program, or
no? Ken is doing the programming.
He's doing the coding,
and it's amazing what comes out of that head.
Yeah, how does he do that? That's extremely impressive to me to be able to do
something.
Well, thanks.
I know he appreciates hearing that too.
Yeah, no, it is. It's
as someone who also has a smart brother, I appreciate wholeheartedly that you harness and I'm looking for the right word here.
We end up, we complement each other because it works great for him to work on, you know, concentrate on the code, and for me to be talking to Craig and Ben and doing the support, and you know, I do all the support for the program. You know, we've got the different video tutorials,
the packaging, all that.
All of that. You know, I have different help. Our website, we have a new website that was that we just released a couple months ago, and had help with that from a friend of ours, Nancy Crow, and then Don Nelson, who's doing his own little web design.
Yeah, but
company.
I like it. But if you go to the website, you know what I like about your website, really, when you go to typestyler.com, is that right there in the latest news, you mentioned Computer America Show.
Right at the top.
There it is. Listen to Dave chat with Craig Grossman. There he is. So that's it. So, but you know, really, I just want, again, just it's an amazing product that he has come out with, and doing all this coding by himself, because normally, I mean, to do something that's, it's usually a team of developers doing this, and this one guy doing this incredible program, you know, hats off to him, really. It's an amazing product.
Well, thanks. We really, all of us, it's really the three of us, it's Ken, his wife Karen, and myself, and obviously we take a lot of pride in it. This is what we do. You know, you can tell when, you know, you talk to me on the phone, you watch one of my demos, you know that we really, you know, we do this right. And
when you call when you call Strider Software to get help, guess who answers the phone? It's not text, it's David, you know. He answers the phone to help you out, and that, again, it's just an amazing endeavor that you can do something like this. You know, I understand, you know, you write an app or something, or a game, you know, whatever, you know, although games can be kind of sophisticated too, but when you write something like this, and it's just, you know, three people doing it, it's just hats off to you, because it really is an amazing program, and it's been around for a long time, and it's stood the test of time, and there is definitely a need for something like this. So if you haven't gotten Typestyler yet, you really should. Now, can people try it? Do you have a kind of a...
Right now, currently, the trial version is not available. We will have a trial version, I am predicting, by the end of the week.
Oh, well, okay. That's
which
great.
Will be, we'll have both our Typestyler 10 and our Typestyler 11 available on our website as a trial version.
Okay.
And also on the website, there's samples. All of the current video tutorials are there. There's a lot more video tutorials that are in the works, because we find that's just a real easy way to teach people how to use the program.
Yeah, exactly. And I think having a trial is really important to you, because people really want to try things before they buy it. And once they tried it and see what Typestyler can do, I think it sells itself, because it's an amazing program. Anyone who wants to do anything like that, Typestyler is your program. Hey, we got to take a break, and we'll continue on. This is Computer America. Stay with us. 51 minutes after the hour. Wow, I am just kind of blown away here. David Stillman's here with us, Strider Software. We're talking about Typestyler. And David, we have Bruce G. in the chat room, and he says that he is a long, long, long time user of Typestyler. He says, I am looking at a Typestyler 3 box right now. And he says, I currently use Typestyler 10. So, wow. I think that one was from Broderbund.
Typestyler 3 was still from us. So Typestyler 2 and before was Broderbund.
So I just he goes way back with Typestyler. And,
It's fun. It's fun that, you know, throughout the, you know, especially since we've released, the number of people that names that I've recognized over the last, I've been doing this for over 15 years. Ken and Karen have been doing it for longer. But seeing the same names and people who just, you know, who hung with us and were glad when we finally came out with this. It's a lot of fun for all of us, and, you know, including, you know, Craig. How long have you and I been chatting for?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, he actually says it's from Strider. Bruce G. goes, actually, it's from Strider Software, and it has David's business card taped to the front of the box. He says, I probably purchased it at a user group meeting where he was demonstrating the software. So you say, we goes way back, you know.
Like I said, it's offline. You know, and I we talked a little bit about the program. You know, there's so much that the program does that, you know, people really need to visit the website and see all the different things. But things that, you know, that I need to at least tell you. Like,
what's new in TypeStyler 11?
TypeStyler 11, what we've added on top of everything that TypeStyler 10 does is we've added grunge effects, which everywhere you look is grunge. And TypeStyler has always been great at creating, you know, real stunning, gorgeous, crisp-looking text.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you can make it look grungy with scratches and holes and
aged,
beat up and
distressed,
old weathered.
Yep.
And that's actually done. We include several grunge styles, but like all the other styles in TypeStyler, it's all completely editable so that you can you can apply different masks in order to really get the different looks.
What you want, yeah.
And again, because we work in objects or layers, all the different elements can have different portions of in different types of mass or these grunge effects applied to that,
sure.
So that you can really get some nice weathered look. So the grunge feature took quite a long time, and it's a lot of fun.
You had to let it say it and get a little weathered. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And another thing that we added for this version is the social media export.
Yes,
where you can. Right from TypeStyler, you can post directly to your Facebook page, to Twitter. You can just click on send an email, or you can add it right to your iPhoto library.
Oh, that's nice.
And
okay.
So if you've got something, and because we do work with photos, and you can have access right from either Aperture or your iPhoto library right from within TypeStyler. So you can, if you wanted to do something and then maybe put on some type of caption, you could then send that right back to iPhoto.
Very, very, very nice. Also, cropping and positioning images within objects. You've added that too,
that's
right?
That's another big one. Because you can fill any object in our, again, by objects, those are actual objects. They're being, for example, like a shape, a star, a rectangle, anything like that. Or any letter and word you can fill with a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this new cropping and positioning does, it actually, before, if you threw a picture in there, it would try to constrain to that character. Well, now you can actually position that image within the character so that you, if you want to set it so that you can see the face and actually not have it get distorted, it's another very powerful way of doing things. So, for example, if we wanted to take a Crossman and actually put a different picture in each letter of that, you can then break that apart. And once it's broken apart, you then actually can control each picture that's in there. You can slide each picture around to have it fit where you want. And
in the object or the letter, yeah.
Right, and that's a, you know, when you're doing it. It might not seem like a big deal, but if you try not doing it, it's like, oh, that's cool, but not as cool as when you can actually get it and not have it be distorted. So you take those new features, the fact that we're available on the Mac App Store now.
You are now on the Mac App Store.
Yes, we're on the Mac App Store.
Wow.
And we actually, with the release of TypeStyler 11, because actually TypeStyler 11, until the end of the week, is only available in the Mac App Store. It'll be available from our website towards the end of the week, the non-Mac App Store version. But because the Mac App Store doesn't do upgrades, what we've done is we've just lowered the price of TypeStyler across the board to $59.99, which is the lowest price we've ever offered TypeStyler. And for anyone who uses it, it's really an easy decision, but once you get, if you need to try it out first, you know, we'll have that option in a few days.
Excellent. $59.99. I thought an agreement with the App Store is that if you have it there, you can't sell it anywhere else, or that's not the case?
That's not the case.
Okay,
that's
good.
Not the case. The App Store, the App Store itself does not allow tryout versions and things. So those kind of things have to be done through our website.
Yeah. Don't they have a light version? You can do TypeStyler Lite or something and do it through them and then Wouldn't that work?
Do you remember the part where you talked about we have one programmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I get it. Okay. All right. So it makes perfect sense. But it's available at the App Store. Again, it's TypeStyler 11 and TypeStyler 10. They're both available at the website, which is www.typestyler.com. If you go to computeramerica.com and you click on our show notes button, we already have a link to your website, David, so people can get to it. So if you're listening on the radio or whatever, you can't write it down, don't worry. Just head over to computeramerica.com, click the show notes button, and all the information is there waiting for you when you get back. Listen, David, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for being with us here tonight. Again, it's an amazing product, an amazing effort just for like three people to come up with something like this. And TypeStyler 11 is out. It's available now. It works on Snow Leopard and beyond Lion, the Mountain Lion. And if you're looking for something to do, any kind of creative printing page layout, you definitely want to check it out. At $59.99, I mean, there's just really no way to beat that. That is just an absolutely incredible price. David, thank you so much for being with us here tonight.
Hey, Craig, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, and we'll and keep in touch. We'll talk to you again when you come up with that update for TypeStyler 11 for the CDs, okay?
Sounds great, Craig.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, see you, man.
All right, so here we go with hour two.